إنا حين ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. اعلموا عباد الله أن أحسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد عباد الله ما في بلد قصة الإسلام والله I cannot believe that today is the last part of the month of Ramadan. I can't get over it. It is going so quickly and today we are delivering the last khutbah during the month of Ramadan. It was just like yesterday when we get the first khutbah. And we spoke about the curses of Ramadan, how to prepare for it, how to get ready and so on. And today is the end. We're giving the final khutbah. Next week, this time, it's going to be a completely different topic, different subject, different theme, different time. That less time that we enjoyed for 29, 30 days is going to be over very soon. And as we said earlier, it's just like a market. This market, this is fine. People, they traded with their good deeds and their efforts and time. فَرَجَحَ مَا رَجَحَ وَخَسِرَ مَا خَسِرَ. Some came back with lucrative business, and some they came back with minus. Ramadan is just like any other guest that you receive. As Muslims, we've been commanded by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to honor the guest. شرم الضيافة من أخلاق الإسلام اشتهر به المسلمون في كل مكان. Muslims are very famous, well known for their generosity, receiving the guests and honoring the guests. And usually, when we have guests coming to our town, coming to our hospital, we love to have them live with us as long as possible. We would like to show our generosity, our hospitality. Stay with us. Stay longer. They keep telling you, I have to go. I have to go. And you keep insisting, no, you need to stay home, you need to stay longer. We need to join your company. Ramadan is one of those gifts that will come. Everybody, at the end of the month, yes, you're longing to the Eid day, you're looking forward to the Eid day, but at the same time say, I cannot believe Ramadan is leaving. I wish I can have all the year Ramadan for the goodness, the khair, the blessings, the hospitality, the generosity, the social life that you enjoy and you see. We wish that you can have Ramadan every single night and every single day. What do we need to do if the guest is insistent on being here? Can we hold them longer? If we can, that would be great. But if not, and they have to leave, what do we do more? What should we do with Ramadan, the guest, at the depart? Usually, and I guess you all know that, when you have someone who's beloved to you, and they're leaving you, what do you do? You probably would like to stay with them to the last minute. And if you can't even go with them on board, make sure that they sit in the airplane and then you come back, you won't do that. So people would love to take the extra step until they reach the final destination with their gift. Ramadan is the same thing. Ramadan is a gift that is departing very soon, and only Allah knows if this gift is coming back again, or only Allah knows if we will ever live to see this gift. Yes, one. And then I said, I'm not out of the Khafat al-Hajj. When people travel to Hajj, specifically in countries, when they don't have the means of traveling as easy as we have today, alhamdulillah. Allah has seen those people as they travel by bus and they travel for months. When they grow, for them, it's just like growing to their death. Because we don't know if they can ask me or not. If they're going to come back or not, they don't know that. Ramadan is that guest that when it leaves, Allah, only Allah knows if you're going to see this guest again or not. And if you know that this guest is leaving you, and he's not coming back again, how would you scroll them? How would you do? What would you tell them? عادةً إذا قبلنا الضيف وهذا مشهور إذا خرج الضيف من البيت آخر شيء يقال له سامحنا على التقصير. When our guest leaves, usually when we tell the guest, we say, we ask your forgiveness. We ask your forgiveness if you have done anything wrong. If you haven't done enough, if we were not hospitable enough to you, we seek your forgiveness. And that's exactly what we do in the month of Ramadan. As we leave, we are all commanded to seek forgiveness but from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive us. So if we haven't been hospitable enough for the month of Ramadan, if we did not do enough in the month of Ramadan, we need to forgive. Ya, we did not do enough for sure. Ya, we tried our best, but unfortunately we fell short of it. Ya, we seek your forgiveness. And you compensate us with the best of what you have in the world, Ya Rabb. This is the gift that is leaving, and you grab their hand and you say, please. Please forgive us. If you haven't done good enough, forgive us. But inshallah, next time when you come, we will surely compensate for the loss of these valuable moments of the month of Ramadan. Ibadullah, hearts are crying, eyes are shedding tears. Usually, when you have this beloved guest leaving and departing you, are we shedding those tears for the departure of the month of Ramadan? Do we feel and we hear the cries of our hearts as Ramadan leaves and departs very, very soon? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he gave his final khutbah, he said, لَعَلِّي لَا أَلْقَاكُمْ بَعْدَ عَامِ هَذَا. I may not meet with you again after this year. It's only Allah knows if you're going to survive for the next month of Ramadan. And only Allah knows if there is another Ramadan to come. You will see how much coming in the middle. So only Allah knows. So remember that this might be the last time you meet this month of Ramadan. You have still had a few more days to show hospitality and generosity to this month. Do your best. And to spend your time in ibadah and worship, you have the final weekend before the end of the month of Ramadan. Make an effort to do the best of what you can before this month. It's over. This sunnah of seeking forgiveness at the end of the good deed, although some people might say, how about this is a good deed anyway, why should we even seek forgiveness? Should be happy and proud of what we have done. You know and I know, regardless how much we do, Allah is not enough for you to compensate for one ni'mah that Allah subhanahu has given us. Said Allah has said, when it's a good ni'mah, Allah, that is true. If you try to count the deliverers, vows and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be able to count them. Never! Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with ni'am that we're not aware of. They're so subtle that when we lose them, that's when we realize them. So the ni'am of Allah is so great, and one of them is the month of Ramadan. Al-Anbiya, alayhi salatu wa salam, kana min hadhihi musannatihim. الاستغفار بعد كل عمل صالح. That's the sunnah of the Anbiya, the Prophet. After they do good deeds, they go and they seek forgiveness. Why would I finish our salah with the astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah? We seek forgiveness, Ya Allah. We already finish the ibadah. Should we be happy and proud of it? Indeed. But we seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if we did not do perfectly, that Allah comes and says to us in the best place. Here is Adam عليه السلام said, ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Adam said that our Lord, we have wronged our own soul, and if you forgive us not and bestow not upon us the mercy, we shall certainly be lost. And here is Ibrahim عليه السلام, when
والذي أطمع أن يغفر لي خطيئتي يوم الدين. And who I hope will forgive my fault on the day of judgment. And means Musa عليه السلام, رَبِّ إِنِّي رَمَتْتُ نَفْسِي فَاغْفِرْنِي. He prayed to his Lord, my Lord, I have indeed wronged my soul.
That's Musa عليه السلام.
And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. And then Nun says, ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا. Yunus عليه السلام. Allah spoke about him and he wanted to sort it in his fire. He said, La ilaha illa an subhanah, inni kunti min al-zalim. La ilaha illa an subhanah, inni kunti min al-zalim. Then Nun, Yunus alayhi salam said, there is no God but you, glory to you, I was indeed wrong. Seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sunnah of the anbiya. Should we follow the example of the best people ever produced in mankind? Why should we do that? We all know Ramadan is a blessed season, but we are human beings. Being human is my human nature. We might do wrong. We might say something that will regret tomorrow. And when you come with a fasting of the month of Ramadan, and it comes with all these holes, backbiting someone, lying, cursing, cussing, doing something wrong, how are you going to survive the end of the month of Ramadan without attaching this with a istighfar? You have to cover everything. And if you cannot do it in the month of Ramadan, then after the end you say, Ah, astaghfirullah, I take forgiveness of my Lord for my mistakes during the month of Ramadan. When the guests depart, usually we keep asking them if there's anything else we could do. Yes, we didn't do much, but we asked you to accept our generosity because that's what we could afford. And that's what we do with the month of Ramadan as well. Ibn Rajab, rahimahullah ta'ala, يقول, كان السلف يجتهدون في إتمام العمل وإتمامه وإتقانه. That those five professors, they used to expend their effort in perfecting and making their achievement better. ثم يستمعون بعد ذلك بفضله. Then they get concerned about being approved and accepted from them. So it's not just what you do. It's would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept that from you. Check it out. Seek for yourself. Would you be proud of your presentation to give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Many of you have the opportunity to be a business team. And when you go and you present a case, you present a project, you present a good deed that you're making to someone, you're trading with them right now. If you do a lot of presentation, you'll be so ashamed of it. Ramadan is your presentation. What have you done? You think it is enough to be proud of them, to present that to the Prophet? Can you make it a PowerPoint to have the angels see it? Or will you just be taking it in the hands of one of the angels to what it is? I ask Allah to accept that for me. And that's what we do with the month of Ramadan. Should be concerned about our presentation during the month. And don't be afraid. Don't be sad. Don't say, well, it's too late for me. This is the end of the month. La la. من نعم الله تبارك وتعالى علينا وعلينا أن الله سبحانه وتعالى يقبل خواتيم الأعمال يختم على كل أمر. Allah سبحانه وتعالى accepts the end of the deed. Even if you mess up the beginning of the month, if you perfect your deed at the end of the month sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallah, it will compensate all the stuff that you have at the end of the month. So be concerned about your deed being accepted from you. And make the best presentation you have during those last few days of the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah does not accept from the muttaqeen, the righteous. Therefore, if you want your presentation to be accepted, you make sure to do it with ihsan, with perfection, and with taqwa, even with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Will you support a guest when you tell them? As the guest leaves, even in stage, you tell them, keep in touch. Don't forget to write back. Call us every now and then. Just don't keep in touch. Ramadan has indeed sent the message to you. Keep in touch. What does that mean? Did you have established something good in Ramadan? Keep it going now. Keep in touch with the good people that have established in Ramadan. Don't stop them. Ramadan will always be there as long as you continue the good habits you established in the month of Ramadan. Imagine yourself a month ago before Ramadan started. How often you started the Quran? How often you went down and written the Quran? How often you prayed in Jama'ah, the congregation in the masjid? How often you finish the Quran? How often you do so after the way down before Fajr even? How often you do that before Ramadan? Ramadan gave you very, very, very opportunities. Everything that they are not to do it. Shouldn't we keep in touch with the month of Ramadan? Shouldn't we keep going, continuing with the goodness we stand in the month of Ramadan? That's how we keep in touch with it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us the best example. Who says, Alhamdulillah, Ta'ala Allah, Adwamuha wa Anfal. The best deeds for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who listen, but continue. You start with good habits in Ramadan. Keep it going. Listen, but continue. It's better to have something great you do in 1 month, and then see that it stops. But if you continue, you'll always be in touch, and you keep yourself with the month of Ramadan. Part of keeping in touch with the month of Ramadan, the season that comes next year. Right away, after Ramadan is over, immediately you initiate the call. Keep in touch with Ramadan by fasting 6 days of Shawwal. حديث أبو الإبن الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان وأدبره ستة من شوال ثم أدبره ستة من شوال كان صيام الشهر. Anyone who fasts the month of Ramadan follows it afterwards with 6 days of Shawwal, the following month right away after the week, كان صيام الشهر, as if he fasted the whole year. As if he fasted the whole year. And if you do that every single year, you fast it all your life. Everything you get, everything that night, you're fasting and you're going to get a work of fasting you all your life just by having 6 more days. That's just a meal. You don't have to be continuous. But you keep in touch with Ramadan by fasting 6 days, the 6 days of Shawwal. Fasting, very important again, is that after some time, unfortunately, we tend to forget the gift. Yes, it is time. إن الإنسان مشهور أنه إذا كان صديقه أو حبيبه أو صاحبه تحت عينه ونراه في كل يوم وليلة يتبسم فإذا غاب عنه نسي يعني. Usually when you see the person around, we always remember them. But when they leave, probably we give them once a lot of like a lot of time at the time. And we have all these hugs and all these emails exchanged and phones and so on, but what happens? Slowly and gradually that relationship becomes weaker and weaker. And then we forget about that again. Until he or she becomes next time the host of power, how are we doing? We meet again. That's what we meet Ramadan. So we have a tendency to forget. Don't forget about the month of Ramadan. You forget about Ramadan by going back to the old habit. That we alhamdulillah enjoy not doing during Ramadan. And now as Ramadan ends, we all prepare ourselves for this. Whether it's a 30-step or keep in touch with Ramadan, or go back to our old habit. If you have established the sunnah of tawbah, repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then keep it continuous. Don't forget about Ramadan. Always remember by repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Usually after a guest who stays in your house for so long, what do people usually do? They mount a job. Firstly, they make a clean up offer. So you go and you clean up, you change the furniture, you remove things and so on. Basically, remodeling your lifestyle. That's what you need to do after Ramadan. Remodel your lifestyle. We do that while celebrating the end of the month of Ramadan. Ajreen. And the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the Eid, that you take a shower before you come to Salat al-Eid. Take a shower. Being just preparing yourself to be physically and spiritually. You take a shower, and then what? Dress the best of what you have. I know for the Taraweeh, we have a tendency to come out late, so whatever we have to just put it on your back. We come to the Eid, remodel your lifestyle. dress the best as the son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she compared it to Quran reading, so that you know the takbir and the ibadah and the congregation with everybody. And when your mind, you might start, it is very important that we also break our fast as the son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some people, they have been saying, some people do not make the fast until after Qadri. That faith is still for piety. Because the piety is the fact of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كما في حديث أنس رضي الله عنه كان لا يخرج ليوم الفطر صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى يأكل ثمرة وكان يأكلهن وجهه رواه البخاري. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to come to Salat al-Eid. He won't leave his house until he eats something. And when he eats, he eats part number 3, 5, 7. Basically, breaking the fast before you come to Salat al-Eid. Because you're changing your lifestyle now. You've been fasting all these days, and now you know that it is a celebration. You have to show that you're changing your lifestyle to the best, inshaAllah, the barakah wa ta'ala. It is the good of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you meet one another, changing the lifestyle. Now you're celebrating a beautiful day, beautiful environment. And when you do so, you come from one way, you can go from another way, you can meet more people and greet them with the aid, which is great, inshaAllah, the barakah wa ta'ala. Part of this changing of the lifestyle is to bring everybody to the masjid for salat al-Eid. Everyone, men, women, adults, old, young, children, bring everybody to Salat al-Eid. And even those who are excused, those who don't have to pray, they should come and attend the fight. And they should avoid the prayer failure. Stay away from the muqallah, but they can listen to the fight and enjoy being with the people. That's the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-Hayth al-Ma'tiyah, radiyallahu ta'ala anha wa adha. Basically, Ramadan is a gift that is needy. And even as the guests leave, there are lots of trouble, right? We have to observe and maintain the relationship with this wonderful guest that is leaving. We make sure at the end of the month that you do the best, inshallah, of the presentation that you present to Allah. This is what I have done in Ramadan. My Lord, forgive me for my tafsir, for my shortcomings during this month. I pull the Holy Hadith of Tafsullah, I pray with the Son of the Minas Tafsiru. Inna wa Tafsir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. عباد الله، مع ختام كل شهر وإعادة توحيد كل ضيف، الناس دائما تبقى في ذكراها الذكر الطيب من الضيف. Usually, as a guest departs and leaves, we love to keep good memories of this guest. We always love to see the legacy of this gift. And what is the legacy of the month of Ramadan? The legacy of the month of Ramadan is sharing and caring. You've been hungry to feed with those who are hungry. And when you get hungry, you don't know what it means to have food at the end of the day. How about those who don't have it? Those who have been forced by the Qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are conditions, but they don't have enough provision. Millions of people predicted in the upcoming few years to fall into the trap of poverty. People want to join the view of the middle class in some society falling underneath the line of poverty. Sharing the legacy of Ramadan is what we should keep as memory of this blessed month. And it begins immediately, just before the month is over, by giving the cap of poverty. You give them the cap. Share and care. You share this goodness with people and you care for the less and the privileged people in your community. And now the son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al hadith ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, fa'ada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zakat al-fitr ta'a min tamrin aw ta'a min sha'ir ala al-dhakri wal unsa wal farj wal aqd wal kabir wa al-saghir min al-muslimin. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al hadith ibn Umar narrated that he made it mandatory to give zakat of provision for food, even if zakat is fitr, is not to be of staple food, food items that are not perishable. But nowadays, we live in conditions where probably giving people the cash, which is one of being a cook, more acceptable and more even accessible to the people than giving them the food that I give itself. Unless you can give the food somewhere else, that will happen. However, you give it on behalf of every individual that you support in your household. So count the people in your household. Your wife, your children, your parents. And if you have some servants around that you support them as well, you count them among them and you pay on each individual. You give them basically the cut. On their behalf, you pay the cut of social. So for every individual who survives Ramadan, you will give them compensation. Grandma, grandma, say, I thank you for keeping my family around me, so I'm giving them the cut. Sharing and caring for those people. Part of the legacy of the month of Ramadan, and I'm sending a gift away, is that usually when you have these beautiful gifts coming to your place, usually part of your hospitality is to escort them as far as possible. One of the indicators of the yatra, and an insan yakhruj ma'a tayyibi shay'in al-tayyib hatta yareeh. Wa kanat al-'arad taqif 'inda la yaqda hatta yaktafi al-tayyib 'an Allah. The custom of hospitality is that when a guest departs, you stay outside the house until they disappear. You will call them all the way out until they disappear. Just in case. Something happens, you're still there. They can see you. They can say, oh, I forgot something. You don't have to be a time where you close the door and you leave. So they can go on their own. No, until they depart. Ramadan is the same way. When the sun goes down and you start checking the hilal, once you observe the hilal, that's when you start escorting the month of Ramadan. How do you do that? With beautiful chanting. People escort the guests with chanting. And now we escort this guest also with chanting. We call it takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, you escort in the month of Ramadan all night until the next day in the morning, after Fajr, until Salatul Eid. And once it's over, that's when you realize that Ramadan completely gone. You realize that now it's away from your sight. It's all up to you to keep in touch with the month, keep the legacy of the month, and you always keep those beautiful memories, beautiful the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept at the end of this month our day of fasting, our night of Qiyam, our faith with the Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us our dua. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the month of Ramadan to forgive us our shortcomings. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to take us by the fault that you have done during the month of Ramadan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be for us the most generous and forgive all our sins. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to admit us at the end of this month. Jannah to forgive the Aga and we ask forgiveness at the end of this month. Aqulu qawli hadha wa aqulu salam.
I
الله أكبر. الله